Last week, I opened my mail to a brand new CD produced by the Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology, Voices of North American Owls. This is by far the most complete collection of American owl vocalizations ever put together, and it's simply wonderful. The accompanying booklet includes the context in which each of the vocalizations is given. Of course, many behaviors of owls are inherently difficult to observe, and when we shine lights on them, they stop doing whatever they were doing when their calls caught our attention, but this includes the best current understanding of what each call means. I'll play the 13 vocalizations provided for one species, the barred owl, to give you a sample. First, it gives a female two-phrase hoot, the ascending hoot, and a pair caterwauling. Then it gives another pair caterwauling. Next, it has a pair caterwauling with a nestling begging call in the background. Then we hear a female giving the two-phrase hoot, followed by the male ascending hoot. Then there are two different territorial disputes between two pairs. Then there's a male giving the loud hoo-wah call, which may serve as a contact call between a mated pair. And then a female giving the same contact call. Females have more of a vibrato than males. Then there's a female hoot variation, which has been heard given by females in flight while chasing other barred owls on their territory. Here's an adult female making a food begging call from her nest cavity. And here's a female making distraction squeals and honks in response to a large predator near the nest. Here's a fledgling begging call. And finally, here's a fledgling begging call and the male two-phrase hoot. Barred owls are, of course, one of the easiest of owls to record, but each species has a variety of calls included on this 2-CD set. It was fun seeing so many names of people I know on the list of contributing recordists, and imagine my delight when I saw that my good friend Steve Wilson had contributed 6 of the 8 boreal owl calls, which he recorded right here in the Minnesota North Woods. There are plenty of bird recordings available, some which include samples of all the regularly occurring owl species, but there is nothing with the depth of owl calls included on Cornell's Voices of North American Owls. If you're interested in owls, this is definitely a recording worth having. It's available from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. I have a link to it on birderblog.com. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.